Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 17th, 2020. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about targeted sanctions.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com. And if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about European Union sanctions.
The European Union has decided to renew its arms embargo and to maintain a targeted assets freeze against one company, the Zimbabwe Defense Industries, for 1 year, taking into account the situation in Zimbabwe, including the yet-to-be-investigated alleged role of the armed and security forces in human rights abuses.
In a statement, the EU indicated that they have suspended the restrictive measures on Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, Army Commander Valerie Sibanda, former First Lady Grace Mugabe, and her late husband Robert Mugabe. These have been on suspended sanctions since 2014.
The EU says the arms embargo, as well as the asset freeze against Zimbabwe defense industries, do not affect the Zimbabwean economy, foreign direct investment, or trade. The EU is urging Zimbabwean authorities to uphold the rule of law and human rights. The regional bloc says it's ready to renew a whole range of its policies at any time when justified based on developments in the country.
The EU is calling on the government to accelerate the political and economic reform process as a matter of urgency for the benefit of its population.
Perpetrators of human rights violations and abuses should swiftly be brought to justice. And the recommendations of the Mohlante Commission of Inquiry should be implemented without further delay. In addition to an inclusive national dialogue, is key to finding structural and durable solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabwe.
Reacting to the EU's move, Zimbabwe's Foreign Affairs Minister Siphosiso Moyo commended the regional bloc for easing the restrictive measures.
In a statement, Moyo said, quote, "We view this development as an acknowledgement of the progress made in terms of the broad reforms agenda we have set ourselves and to which we are fully committed," end quote.
The West imposed targeted sanctions on the ruling ZANU-PF officials and some companies following allegations of election rigging and human rights abuses. Zulukandaba lingalitshona njani lapha elikhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba ezijiyeneyo. Lapha ke namhlanje sikhuluma ke ngezijeziso zenotho. Siyabona ke ukuthi i-European Union ithi ke lokhu belezi zijeziso lezi ezifakelwe iZimbabwe Industries bathi vele akusoze kuyekethiswe. Baphinde bethula njalo lokuthi umnumzana kube ngithi uVice President Constantino Chiwenga, kuzobuya ke ucommander we-army uValerie Sibanda, kuzobuya lo Grace Mugabe kanye lomunye uRobert Mugabe bakuloko kuthiwa yi-suspended sanctions. So kutsho ukuthi ngakwelinye ilihlo akukakhithwa izijeziso lezi, kukhanya ngazani ke lokho zi-suspended kunaphana ukuthi nxa ukuthi ungaba le nto ehluphayo bazibisela. Kodwa ke sizeza ukuthi bathini ke abacubungula khonokho okwenzakalayo. So ke bathi ke ngokukhipha khonokho abakwenzileyo kukhanya ngazani akusoze kuthinta abantu ngendlela yonke nje, njalo lo mnotho welizwe kawusoze uthundubezwe izijeziso lezi. So sifuna ukuzangani Zulukandaba ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Njalo ke umnumzana Siphosiso Moyo obona ngokudlelana labanye amazwe uthabele kakhulu ukuthi hayi kukhanya ngazani i-EU ilesifiso sokuthi izijeziso lezi zesulwe. Ngakho uthe-ke hayi ubona ngazani khonokho kulokuphumelela okuthize okwenziwa yi-EU. Kunjalo kumavelasi.
Aiwa, kunawa vachango vakupinda mshirongwa. Tinokuchinga midza hii pano pachirongwa chedu. Pa Live Talk, pa VOA Facebook page. Ndiyo yeshona nasi tukutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango. Yanzi iyo neboka kana kutisangano re European Union Paris zvino. Vamboita yavari kuti iyo suspension yevamwe vari pazvirango izvi. Asi, company ye Zimbabwe Defense Forces yanzi icharamba iripa. Iripo ipapo yakatemerwa zvirango zvaka simbarara chaizvo vachiti ivo. Kana vamwe vacho vari kunzi ivo vari vanzi vambo zvirango zvavo zvaitwa suspended vanosanganisira vanhu vana vataurwa mumagwaro vanosanganisira va Constantino Chiwenga gurukota rezvekurima va parents Shiri mukuru wemauto va Philip Valerio Sibanda pamwe namai Grace Mugabe vaive mudzimai wevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika muchakabvu va Robert Mugabe vanzi ivo vamboiswa pama suspension iwaya nyaya dzezve zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika ne European Union. Asi, tirikuona isu kuti company ye Zimbabwe Defense Forces iri kunzi iyo icharamba iri pazvirango uyezve kwe gore rinouya vanenge vari kuona ivo ve European Union kuti pane zvichachinja here muZimbabwe vari kuti ivo pane nyaya yekurayiwa kwakaitwa vanhu mushure mesarudzo dzakaitwa munyika uyezve pakawanikwa pachiitwa Mohlante Commission asi vanoti havana kuzoona chakabuda pane zvakataurwa saka ndosaka company iyo ye Zimbabwe Defense Industry yaramba iri pazvirango. Asi regei timbonzwa kubva kumutauriri wesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe, Coalition of Marvelous Kumalo, vanga vari kutaura ivo vachitaura pamusoro pedano ratorwa neEU iri.
Tinogamuchira danho ratorwa neEuropean Union rekusiya kambani yezvombo iyo yehurumende yeZimbabwe Defense Industries iri pazvirango zveupfumi. Tinoona nguva zhinji kambani iyi ndiyo inoshandiswa kuunganidza mari nekuunza zvombo muno munyika. Tinoona ndo zvombo zviri kushandiswa kutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Kambani iyi haingarambi ichishandiswa nehurumende kuita mabasa eudzvanyiriri kuti vanhu vasakwanise kunge vachinjoya kodzero dzavo dzakafanana ne the right to assembly, the right to association, freedom of speech, nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna va Marvelous Kumalo vesangano reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. Regai tinzwe zvakare kubva kune bato reMDC va Luke Tamborinyoka tozonzwa kubva kuzano PF vachitaurawo pamusoro penyaya iyoyi yezvirango vamutodi.
Dzimwe nyika dzinokoshesa upenyu hwevanhu. Saka kana munhu hurumende muchidashura nekuponda vanhu venyu, zvinonetsa kuti dzimwe nyika dzitambire zvakadaro. Saka ivo vanhu vezana vanoziva zvavanofanira kuita kana vachida kuti vanyatsorespectwa nedzimwe nyika uyezve kuti vadyidzane nedzimwe nyika sezvavarikutaura vari kuti engagement re-engagement drive.
Iyoyo inyaya iri muhurumende, inyaya iri mukati memaofisi edu ehurumende. Ticharamba tichiongorora, tichikurukurirana zvakare neEU, tichionesana mafambiro akaita zvino nokuti kune mareports anotaura kuti kune mahooligans aipindira paiita mademonstrations vanga vakabata zvigwagwagwa vanogona kudaro vari vanhu vakashandisa zvigwagwagwa izvozvo kuita zvisiri izvo kupfuura vanhu kuti zvizonzi hurumende ndo yazviita. At the same time tine zvakabuda mucommission yavamashandi. Saka zvose zvotiri kuzviwerengedza pamwe chete tova nedecision yatinechaita sehurumende iri danho rinotorwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa kuti tione kuti tingadile sei nevanonenerwa kana kuti nevachange vachibatwa nemhosva yekunge vadi vaita izvo.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaenergy mutodi vesangano rezano PF uyezve tanzwa kubva kuna va Luke Tamborinyoka vebato reMDC inotungamirwa nava Nelson Chamisa vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvaitwa neEU nasi Gibbs.
Now let's read exactly what the EU said about these targeted sanctions. So in one of the paragraphs the EU wrote, the EU, quote, the EU has decided to renew its arms embargo and to maintain a targeted assets freeze against one company, Zimbabwe Defense Industries, for 1 year, taking into account the situation in Zimbabwe, including the yet-to-be-investigated alleged role of the armed and security forces in human rights abuses. The restrictive measures against the four individuals are suspended. The arms embargo as well as the asset freeze against Zimbabwe defense industries do not affect the Zimbabwean economy, foreign direct investment or trade. They are motivated by the EU's intention to encourage a demonstrable commitment by the Zimbabwean authorities to upholding the rule of law and human rights. So now, end quote. So in a way, these guys are saying the restrictive measures against those four are actually suspended. So, but if you check about what has been happening over the years since 2014,
mm-hmm.
those restrictive measures have been suspended among these securocrats. So, which means they may not have necessarily lifted the sanctions. So it's a question of suspending them, putting them in a shelf where they can easily dust them and make them live. So we are yet to get the MTC spokesperson or the presidential spokesperson of the MTC party, that is Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. And we've got some ZANU-PF activists as well that are coming on board. So, okay, Zulukanda, but you want to EU, lapa yakulumba sivilo kuzwayo. Ikulumba nguti ke ama sanctions lawa, ahlala ekona ku Zimbabwe defense industries. Kuta kulaba abane, abakanjweyo, abanjengo Vice President uKonstantina Chiwenga, kuzobuya Army Commander uValerius Banda, kuzobuya ke unkosikazi Grace Mugabe, lo moyi uRobert Mugabe, kutwa ke phansi kwaloko okuthiwa i-suspended sanctions. So ke i-EU ayizange iphumele egcekeni, ayijonge ukuthi ama-sanctions lawa asesusiwe. So kulapho ngani babanjwe khona ukuthi abazange bekuzwisise ngemfanelo kumbe abantu bebandla leZANU-PF. Nxa sesikhangela ke okwethulwe ngumnumzana Sibusiso Moyo, obona ke ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe, uthi bayakuthakazelela khonokho okwenzakalayo. So uza kubala ke ngesikhiwa ngamafitshane. Uthi quote, "We maintain that these and other sanctions or measures imposed against Zimbabwe are unjustified and outdated, that they actually hinder our reform trajectory, and that all such measures should be removed, especially at a time when government is confronted by the daunting consequences of natural disaster and devastating drought," end quote. So then he continues by saying, quote, "We are, of course, grateful for the support and assistance being provided by the EU to bolster government's own efforts to ensure food security for all," end quote. So, okay, lapa mavela suyabonga kakhulu ke umnumzana Sibusiso Moyo. Ekhuluma ukuthi hayi kwenye kazani izijeziso lezi zengani bezibathwalise nzima, kodwa ke singazi ukuthi njengoba kungakhanya ukuthi bazisusile kuya ngaphi lokho.
Tinoona pana Chris Potebe ari kuti kutoteerera zvedu tiri pagokwe kuchipere village, ndokutaura kuri kuita vamwe vari pano pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA. Shona hapo nhasi tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yezvirango, uyezve tichiona kuti European Union nhasi yazivisa kuti ichamboita yavari kuti iyo suspension yevamwe vana vaKonstantino Chiwenga, vaParents Shiri, na Mai Grace Mugabe na Philip Valerio Sibanda. Asi vachitaura ivo kuti yatingati yekambani yeZimbabwe defense industry icharamba iri papo pama sanctions European Union. Chrissy Dean Botha Erasmus ari kuti ndakaringa ndiri pagokwe North Nembudzia Nyaurungwe kuward 22 Love Mochi Nengo ari kuti ndifonerei baba Junior Prince Muvamba ari kuti I'm watching you, I'm here in Cape Town. Kaya Lecha, Mike Nyakujiganza, I'm watching you, I'm in Pretoria. Kegosi Tede Asimfana Dzivakwe, anzi tirikuno kubuzwa na zvedu. Augustine Terera yakuti I'm watching you from Johannesburg ku Springs. Simon Chinukutira, and I'm watching you from Johannesburg. Terence Naro, ati maswera seko zvenyu, ana Maduve nemuri yese ye Studio 7 aiwa, taswera zvakanaka mu studio nhasi muna Duve Duve. Gilbert Makopa, and watching you live from Nelspruit in South Africa. Sam Eagle ari kuti tiri kuno kuJohannesburg kuCosmos City. Sekutaura kwaita Gibbs Dube takamirira panapa kuti tinge tiri kuita hurukuro neveZANU-PF uyezve neve MDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa, tichinzwa pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvaitika izvi. Sam Eagle, and I'm watching you from Joburg. Morton Moto, and maswera seko tetemavhi, I'm watching you from Midrand, kuno kuJohannesburg. Bezari Gwekwere, And I'm watching you from Pretoria. Linus Madzura, and how are you today, Mavi? I'm watching you from Cape Town, ku South Africa. Kana mshida uti mpinde mchirongwa, ivae manyora namba zenyu. Maka isa shakare makode namba zenyu, kutitigo kufonera igibs.
Yes, so the European Union says Zimbabwe is going through a multifaceted, prolonged and deep crisis.
Mm.
And it says the transition in Zimbabwe nevertheless opened doors for economic and political reforms, which the then newly elected government committed to implement. So it then says the European Union remains ready to support these policies as underlined in the Council conclusions adopted on 22 January 2018. Then seizing opportunities for real transformation would facilitate steps towards deeper re-engagement of the EU based on mutual commitments and shared values in line with the 2030 agenda and focused on human rights, democracy, governance, and rule of law. Then it says, I think this is very important,
mm-hmm.
quote, the lack of substantial reforms, the further shrinking of democratic space and corruption have, however, contributed to the current deterioration, deteriorating humanitarian crisis and to the economic and social situation. So there you are. I think I'll repeat that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So the lack of substantial reforms, the further shrinking of democratic space and corruption have, however, contributed to the current deteriorating humanitarian crisis and to the economic and social situation. So but to Kenya Zani as Zimbabwe, one was a lingue. So but yinking a lapa mavilas with space set democracy
in
Zimbabwe as clearly space set democracy in Zimbabwe, Siluchan Gakulu. Kuzobuya lo mukhohlakali bathi ugcwele okunye okumangalisayo kwele Zimbabwe. So kwenza ukuthi abantu bakhahlanyezwe njalo umnotho ungathuthuki ngemfanelo. So ngizokuthi silomuntu lapha singabe silobana ecingweni. Wathi semamukele umuntu osecingweni. Sakubona ecingweni kunjani?
Umnumzana kunjani?
Siyaphila mfowethu, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ngikhuluma noMasuku lapha eNkabazi.
Ye, Masuku uyaphila yini baba?
Ngiyaphila mnumzana kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Sizwa kuthiwa ke EU ithi khona ke ama sanctions lawa a imposwa ku Zimbabwe defense industries aloke ekhona baba sebebalisa ke operations shiri uzobuya ke uVP Constantino Chiwenga kuzobuya njalo lo Mrs Grace Mgabe kanye lo Moyi Robert Mgabe bathi khona pho ke kanye laba baku suspended sanctions so kodwa abaphumele egcekeni ukuthi sebawa lift la ama sanctions lawa kulaba ke abani. So ke wena ubona njani ngakho kono konke?
Mina ngibona kwami lapho ethi ibizeleli ukuthi nje kwesinye isikhathi ngathi kubona ngezinye izinto. But I'm feeling ukuthi these people abakhulunywa ngabo laba bantu laba, they need a decisive decision engani iletha ukuthi abantu abayenza khonokho kube le-time frame.
Uh-huh.
He has been in this country for long. Abantu laba they've held that ransom for almost 20 years. If I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
And nothing has changed. As we can, this is a good thing. Abantu wana laba abazili 100. We want to have that number.
Uh-huh.
Abantu laba zasara besi kubuluza. Mwa wana they are benefiting out of this. Ekuboneni kwami mina abantu laba I don't support them in any way, but ungakhangeli ukwenza kwabo ubona they are benefiting much out of these sanctions. So they are not even feeling anything. Ngabezwa luthi ukuthi amasanctions ubona ngwabo vele ungabona ukukhuluma kwabo umtoli ngabo bani bani. They have made a decision yokuthi bona vele ukuphuma kumasanctions ngoba bayaluthi ilizwe leli. Ungaba le transparency, uyabona? Ungaba le transparency yokuthi checks and balances. So ngabakufuni khonoko bafuna ukuhlala ngendlela zenezi. Ngoba even if European Union is yawe European Union, ngabe bakuyifile sibone ukuthi kathi khona bona bazaphila njani nabanye abantu. Wakathesi bakwanisa ukuthi bangatshentsha, there's no body ongakwanisa ukuthi ababone ukuthi batshentshe. They are filthy irregardless zokuthi they are sanctioned. So mina kusila kwami, I was feeling of the feeling ukuthi ngabe European Union should lift all these sanctions. Bona ukuthi kade vele lapho esingancedana nabo abantu laba basincede nabo ngoba you know abantu laba kade esikusasa babulela abantu kuma-elections babulela abantu kuma-strike uyabona ukuthi kwenza kwabo vele they don't want to get out of these sanctions ngoba bakwazi ukuthi bangaba out of these sanctions bangene ku-commonwealth and everything besiya kuma meeting they will not be asked they have funa ukuthi baphendule but as long as they are out of this thing saza benoko bekana hani ukuthi ama sanctions you are not in your in commonwealth besenza the same thing for the next 30 or 4 years so I feel like ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa khona mina i-Europe yinye can meet them those budgets meet all these sanctions they will monitor these people khathesi siyalamba ngoba bona bayasuta they are diamonds, they are mines, they are no checks and balances in what I've been doing. They don't want to be done, they don't want to be done, they don't want to be done. But the, why we haven't seen what is because of sanctions. But what are they free to eat? Mugabe has been one of the richest persons out of these sanctions.
Siyakuzwa bama Masuku, ungathini kusasa uphenduke phela kuprogramu ezilandelayo.
Ngiyabonga lanti belimvonela uma selenzana umuntu oyazimelela ukulindi ukuthi nami ngeke ngikhulume sikuthi hhayi zisizabakhiphela uma-sanctions sibabone laba bantu ukuthi basibulala kuphi.
Hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu, ungathi nokusasa.
Ngiyabonga.
So that is Mr. Masuku, he is in the Midlands. He says the best solution here is to lift these sanctions and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So he says he presumes that these people want the sanctions to be always there, so that they do anything that they want. So he says, please, the EU and others should lift these sanctions, and then we navigate from there.
Very interesting take, but I understand we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
I want to talk to you about the word. I want to talk to you about the language. I want to talk to you about the
language. Ina ndisikuona chaiko chokuchema maZimbabwe zveni.
Mhm.
Nokuti pa issues zvanga zvekupfumizwa ikunzi Zimbabwe defense industry. Inova nezvombo. Izvi hatina hondo yatiri kuda idzo. Saka ipapo tinochema chii. Tobva ipapo toenda pa issue pa nyaya ye zvakaitirwa zvanga zvekupfumi.
Mhm.
Inyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kwakapa kuti zvirango zvekupfumi zviitwe izvi izvo zvii zvotoniirenika zviri pachena inangoti itai mapfanzo dzenyu zviri pachena zvisina chitsotsi zvinova hurumende inge inotongwa nehurumende yafadzwa nevanhu saka izvozvo zvinzigadzirisai mugadzirisai mini mapotera zvefomu aya mugadza mazirwa zvefomu isusu semazimbabweni vacho vatinotora kugadzira yema vanofanira kuvachigadzira vacho havasi kuda taakubvapo pabundiro remutemo taakutanga kuita zvigamba tisati tamboimplimenta isu yeconstitution yatakavhotera 2018 iconstitution ya2018 yakavhotirwa nevanhu handitika asi yezvino zanotiye tavashandisa majority yayo muparliament tikuisa kuita zvigamba zvakafanira nerunning mate iripo iya vakufaitira kuti ibve asi takaivhotera isusu havana kuimplimenta paprevious election ya2018 nhasi uno taakutanga kuti isusu masanctions tambotedze constitution yacho vanhu vakapfuura 2018 vakaseta commission of inquiry yavo kuti vaone zvivi zvakakonzeresa kuti vanhu vange vachifa vanhu vakafa nyika pasi rese richiona mutaundi mararo asi chinonetsa hapana chati tamboimplimenta zvakarekomendwa necommission yamurlandaiya nanhasi hapani tati chaitwa asi taakuchema kuti hanzi masanctions ndizvo zvakonzera masanctions ngatimbotedze bundo remutemo toita kuti aukaya ngaasungwe aba ngaasungwe totedza kodzi dzevanhu todzera constitution yevanhu toona isusu kuti anoramba aripiwe masanctions
saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nemasangano akadai sana iwiwaya panyaya iyoyi maitichi
ndaiti rambai makadzanya kusvika zvanaka kuti tiite isusu tidedzere bunge remutemo ngatidedzere zvido zvevanhu kunyanya ndokuti iu tiregere kana zvakadai so aiwa isi hatiri kuona zvatikunzira nokuti masanctions kuvapo kwavo kana kwanaka kwavo vanhu vangorayiwa hazvine neiu zvekurayiwa kwevanhu munyika nenyaya yekuti tapiya munhu anoenda itaidzamari akashayika amakore mangani ashayika haana kana tres mopiwa masanctions mota kuti hanzi no munhu ngaawanike imiri mota hanzi no hatiri izvozvo
kudai mai wanamukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii nezvavari kunzi neeuropean union vagadzirisa
ndaiti ngavateedzere zveutaura neeuropean union nerezveutaura neeuropean union haiti kutaura zvayo zvemutoro wayo ikutaura zvebumbiro remutemo remuzimbabwe rakasarudzwa nevana vemuzimbabwe kuzi teedzerai bumbiro remutemo saka ivo chokwana tatedzere bumbiro remutemo chii ngavateedzere bumbiro remutemo vaone masanyenzera namba arikwee
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo hanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka Okay. Gibbs, our caller there is actually saying he feels the sanctions should stay on and Zimbabwe needs to just reform. They need to look at what reforms the European Union are asking them to do and then fulfill those reforms and everything should be okay.
Yes, and here is what the EU further says. The EU calls on the government to accelerate the political and economic reform process as a matter of urgency for the benefit of its population. Perpetrators of human rights violations and abuses should swiftly be brought to justice, and the recommendations of the Motlanthe Commission of Inquiry should be implemented without further delay. In addition, an inclusive national dialogue is key to finding structural and durable solutions to the challenges faced by Zimbabwe. Now I'm told we've got support on the line. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah, kunjan foit.
Hai nyapira baba.
Ye nkuluma lo bani?
Eh lo landani ndlovu.
Ye ndlovini injani impilo yakho?
Hai yanyenga.
Ye nako ke ama sanctions lawa esikhuluma ngawo. Kukhanya ngazani European Union ithi iZimbabwe defense industries kuyamela ihlale ingaphansi kwezijezo lezi. Njalo kuzobuya ke OVP Constantino Chiwenga kuzobuya ke Army Commander Valerius Panda njalo lonkosikazi Grace Mgabe bakuloko kuthiwa yi suspended sanctions so wena ngokwakho uzwa ukuthi bajoni kona
na engubona abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi balobuthongo bangaboni engani bona bafakelwe ngamazwe ama sanctions bona abantu bezimbabwe yibo abazifakela ama sanctions ikakhulu yona laba abantu abasezihlaleni eziphezulu amaminisi ngoba akwenza ukuthi kunje lami kathesa emasimini khoaba ngiyalima ngathiwa amabuye ngihambe se-GMB sebengithathela bethi ngithele ukuthi indaba ngilimile ngivele khonapho ngithela engazange wancedisa ngalutho soa kula ma-sanction akhona afakwe ngabantu bangaphandle abantu bakithi lapha yibo abafaka ama-sanction ngoba ngila bezoncediswa bafuna ukudla kubona okuningi bendlela ezikhwane zabo lwalo umuntu oncedisayo olemetriliyeni ozayabhadla izisele ezethingasatholanga lutho akula ma-sanction abafakeleyo laba abantu
so lapha utsho ukuthi vele abantu yibo abafakelwa ama-sanction nguhulumente
ye abantu bafaka ama-sanction nguhulumente ngikhuluma kanje yona lo nyaka esiphuma ku-2019 sesilamabele sahambe se-GMB imazi aphaa zafakwa emafoni zabyaso zingasancedisi ngalutho sokuthekiswe kwathekisa izinto ezingakhanyi ukuthi kuyini sasidlela nje imali zethu mahara sakhanye kwapho apha sitheka le mali yomthelo futhi
singathi awubazweli sibili
hayi zohulumente yalo khona kaphume kaphume yikho kuzayenza ukuthi ilizwe lelibidikani ngoba nxa umuntu ezakuyezosincedisa la sizakwazi ukuthi thina njengabantu abancediswayo sizuze khona kokulingeleyo kuyokuthi sihle sibulale nalo muntu ole khampani ezoncedisa la phela lapho into eyenzakalayo ngathi uthi yabancedisa bahle bokuhlala entanye bathi bakubulale rant uyaphuma lani yona osebenza
kuzima fowethu uthe sibongo mbani undlovu
ye
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ngabo segogwe
hayi selupane yapha elupane east
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile phose lokugcina ndlovini
hayi siyabonga madoda hayi uhulumende lo khona shiwa siyacela akakazinuka amakhwapha abone since 1980 lokhu ebulala ilizwe siyaphambili ngazi lethi bayatshintsha lapha kufana lokuthi umuntu akhuphe ulutho efrigini aphake kukhula box ayike ine kancane izanipiyofu lize lizavuka madoda
hayi kuyazwakala siyabonga kakhulu ungathelela kusasa baba Ndlovu Yeah, so according to Mr. Ndlovu in Lupane, he says people have sanctions imposed on them by the government. He says, for example, you know, the government raided their granaries and took the maize to GMP. That is some years ago, maybe about a year or so ago. And he says they never got anything out of that. So he says they've been trying to get something, but they can't. So he says the government must go simple and it doesn't feel pity for those people with sanctions imposed on them.
Very interesting indeed. Purity Goko, I'm watching you from Durban in South Africa. Kunawa vachangu vakupinda mchirongwa nasi tributarisa isu nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa vamwe vemuhurumende nesangano re-European Union. Taona nasi European Union ichizivisa iyo kuti yaisa pama suspension vamwe vanhu vana. Asi, kambani ye Zimbabwe Defense Industry icharamba iri pazvirango izvozvi. Ndisekuti pane zvakawanda zvakaitika munguva iyo pakaita sarudzo uyezve tikaona vanhu vachiurayiwa. Vari kuti ivo European Union dai hurumende yaedza kugadzirisa zvakawanda munyika sei zvakataurwa neMontlante Commission kuti vagadzirise. Ashley Masango asks kuti that's a wrong move from the European Union to remove sanctions to some of the ministers. Instead, they must be sanctioned more for the brutality of innocent people, and sanctions must be removed the day ZANU-PF is removed from power. When you remove sanction to those heartless thugs, it's like you're giving them more authority and power to resume dictating the ordinary citizens. Hanze ndiri kuno ku South Africa. Tasota fuma magasa. Hanze ndiri kukuona ndiri kuno ku Uzumba. Kuzumbu ku Mozambique. Ndinonzi taso magaso. Ashley Masango, and I'm in Hadesprut, South Africa. I want to share some important information on why the EU were not supposed to remove the sanctions. The Ashley, we had a phone. Ashley, can I make a kwanza kwisa code number? Yenyu, isa code number yenyu, because to ngorine number, that is kuzo otimurukupi. Kennedy Zitzatu, and Makadi Iko Team VOA. I'm watching you live from Harare, Gibbs.
Yeah, unjalo, nzo kutawa sile kola. Kola, unjalo.
Hello.
Yebo kola kunjani?
Magadini.
Makadi yenyu kola makadi yenyu.
Magadini madam.
Tiri wadi wada meno tiri kutawata nani uyeshe muri kupi?
Ndiri kuno ku Botswana kwa Francis Town.
Kwa kadi ku Botswana.
Kuno ku registere.
Tipe ufungwa dzenyu.
Komana sanctions ngadzire kubviswa.
Saka sema onero yenyu imidai mai wanamkana kutaura ne masangano akadai sana European Union maitiji.
Dai kutaura kufunga hysteric. Totorewa mwacho muise futi ipapo munamire. Woza azibatsiri kuti kuna mwana ari kushaikwa, kuna vanhu ari kuurayiwa, kuna vanhu ari kufa nenzara because munhu vanhu vashoma shoma. Asibatsiri.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu.
Sanctioni dzika hatisi kuti isanctioni the economic. You know the personal is sanctioned. It's not the economic sanction, the personal sanction. The vanhu vasikubvumirwa kuenda overseas. Saka vada kuenda overseas koitei. Kunyika kwawe. Kudabora biya iko Stefan korera dziri muno mutimbwa nhari muZimbabwe. Musina madokta, musina mushonga. Iwo enda kuvarapiwa nemushonga. Vana ava vari overseas, vari kurapiwa, vari kufunda zvakanaka, wedo vasingafundi. Zvino batsira izvo.
Ai what not tenda hanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka.
Ndizvo zvomhaiyo.
Bye bye. Gibbs, the caller there is actually saying these sanctions should be intensified because he says a lot of people are not getting treatment in Zimbabwe. They have to, you know, but he feels that they are not really affecting Zimbabwe, the sanctions, but individuals. So he wishes that actually the list could be extended.
Yes, I was a colleague, Bakuluma Vantula Passport, Utibatini, Facebook, yes, in Debele, Utan Zamutim Vulege, Facebook page, yes, Smale, Utabantu, Batin, or Zotagi Slum, Mashangan, Kuman Kala, what is that Mashangan? Mashanga, kunjani?
Nyaphila.
Kunjani kuri mfowethu?
Hayi, don't go right.
Ungathini ngodwa besikhuluma ngalo namhlanje?
Mina amasankeni kuti basuse, ngibona kulungele kuti basuse. Because akusizi kufana nokuthi ubaba yena athi hayi la endlini singapheki or yena maye magrocery uyadla mabuya lathi hayi asisitrekeni singapheki la endlini kungadliwi yena but makufana nokuthi bona bahamba boyena ngaphandle zonke izinto zabo zile ngaphandle zisintezela abantu sebangaziko ukuthi ifunda emakhaya ukhuluma ngemasanti abayazi le nto le ukuthi isebenza njani ukuthi ngibenefit abani ngibona abuyelwa kungiyo le nto le manje mina ngibona ukuthi kungaba ngcono ukuthi asisti ngibona ukuthi kungayenzekani because if ungahamba uyele emakhaya sebi ubuze abantu ukuthi le nto ihamba njani abayizwisisi
kodwa wena ngokubona kwakho ubonana nama-sanctions lawa abantu kubaphatha njani khonokho
abazi but abantu bahlupheka kakhulu manje laba bahluphekako ngibantu labasemakhayeni le underground because ma uye esibhedlela akunamuphi bazokubhalela incwadi bathi hamba uye ekhenesi manje kungaba ngcono ukuthi sibone ukuthi ma sukile emasankeni yini le into le izohamba kahle
so lapha wena usuggest ukuthi kumele kwenziweni manje
amasankena akhitiwe sibone ukuthi kuzenzekani because ithi fithi amasankeni abantu bayenza kufana neviva zana bathi viva nemasankeni mina ngiboni into le isizako because abantu basupheka more kuthi bona mabagula kukudla kwako kuphuma ngaphandle mabagula bayaphandle mina nifana nithi hayi fambeli nemasankeni hawa angiboni ukuthi into le i-right mina ngiboni
hayi so wena uthi izijezo lezi azihlale zikhona
amasankeni abakhipha angasafuneki because angisizi because labantu lasithi siyabathageta bona bahamba yonke lezi ibhamu lezi bayozithola namatega koke baze nazo bazephukumeza abantu nanithi hayi thina amasankeni sakho angiboni ukuthi asiza la masankeni
ya okay nokuyazwakala sibongile kakhulu mashomane
angingakaqedi ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesihlangano abanye abantu bathi ngiume ngesihlangano abangilalelanga
ikhuluma ngamafyani ye
n'wina vanhu va ka hina ve machangana masanction a susiwe mhaka ku a nga pfuni nchumu hi mhaka ku na ni ku a karata hina vanhu hina swifuwana yi nga phuwa hina a hi karatana va ka a endleni ku masanction a suke mhaka a swi pfuni nchumu vona va fleva va khandziya tisiwa majini va famba va yani va fika va tshungula va tlhela va vuya va kuma medication ya kahle hina ka hi hlupheka apa ni ri ku tela kuti masanction nga ha bisiwa kuti kana bisiwa masanction tiogona kuti tione kuti yita here inga gona kufambira mberi nekuti hatibetseri nekuti vanhu vativa tinoti tinovaitira masankeni kana vakarwara vanoenda ikoko vandoratiwa vovuya nezvinhu zvakanaka nemafoni akabuda manyuwani hatini muchiremba kuti tinoda masankeni zvinoreva kuti ha misoro yedu vanhu haizvisisi nekuti hatibetseri vayadiva ndimweni vatiwose ndirombera uri masankeni abve ngauri hazvithusitiki ngauri vatu vatamburaundi vatusidzi vasadhekina chiita hava vahurwani vote vawana zvote hezvi vakufa vanamira mabhuku vahangei vawana zvitu zvote vavuya ichikotambuwa ratiandini
tinasiyabonga kakhulu mashongane
apfuwe because havapeni
siyabonga kakhulu mashongane e so that is Mr. Mashongane is in South Africa. You know, he loves speaking his own language.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Chiredzi.
Interesting.
So, and he says, you know, sanctions must be lifted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that we are joined by one of our guests, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is the spokesperson for the MDC president. Dr. Sibanda, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Good evening.
Thank you so much. So tell us, what are your thoughts about these targeted sanctions, the action by the EU today?
Look, I think that what is important is for us to realize that Zimbabweans have an everyday sanction in the form of poor leadership provided by or incapable leadership provided by both Mnangagwa and Zanu-PF. And I think that that's a heavy sanction that Zimbabweans are faced with every day. The sanction of corruption, as you know, Zimbabwe is losing, as it were, Zimbabwe lost $11 billion to the corruption around Command Agriculture. Zimbabwe also lost $3 billion to unknown destinations. I think they say it is something to do with oil. And Zimbabwe has lost another $2.9 billion just in the last 3 years alone. So you're talking about over $15 billion being lost to ZANU-PF and Mr. Mnangagwa's leadership. So that's a serious challenge, and we've got to be clear about that. that it's a form of sanction that we do not deserve as Zimbabweans, and that this is a form of sanction that we have control over, and we should not be having such huge losses. We cannot assume that we have control over what other people decide to do or who they want to elect with and in what terms. I think that if you want to play a game with somebody else, you've got to accept that they've got their own terms of reference, and you start to play by those rules. At the moment, I think clearly ZANU-PF has put through a lot of suffering.
Mm. Sicela ubambe konapho ke sithathe ubaba uJoseph Juma uyebandla leZANU-PF. Baba Juma, utshona njani?
Ngicela utshona njani baba?
Hayi, sikahle kakhulu baba Juma. So we are seeing that the EU is talking about sanctions, saying the Zimbabwe defense industries remains on the sanctions list, and then they actually said on the suspended list are people like the Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, and then the Army Commander Valerie Spanda and Mrs. Grace Mugabe. So now it seems as if they may not have necessarily lifted the sanctions on the on these three. You know, so how do you take it as ZANU-PF and yourself as a politician?
Well, I'll talk about myself as a politician. Really, I would not want to talk on behalf of ZANU-PF because I'm not the spokesperson of
the
party.
Yes.
But what I can see definitely is a sowing of an improvement, so to say, by EU to Zimbabwe, because you must remember that EU in first place came into this game, being influenced by Britain. So the Brexit issue, I think, has also helped a lot of this whole gameplay. They are beginning to see the light now because they are no longer seeing it through the eyes of Britain, but now they are seeing it on their own. So already this is a massive step, and I'm so hopeful, and I hope that they will continue engaging in that direction to a point whereby they'll end up lifting all the sanctions, whether on what, a company or an individual or a system. Then that way we can engage each other and start working with that kind of relationship. It becomes better for everyone. It was a war that we had with Britain because of the land reform, obviously. We all know the story behind it. And so EU had no real story behind putting us under sanctions at all. So now, because Britain was their ally, at that point in time, they had to do that. But now, because they've divorced, now we are seeing those results. We are seeing EU now being more rational, more positive, and taking those steps. So I wasn't going to expect them to really, overnight, just cancel everything and we come back to page one. That was going to be almost impossible. But that kind of step alone, to say now they've removed about four people in their list, that's the Vice President, the Army Commander, Minister Siri, and the former First Lady Grace Mugabe, it's a good step already. It's a positive way of going forward.
So indications are that maybe they are on the suspended sanctions list and not having lifted them, the sanctions. It's a bit complicated, you know, the wording of it. So they are saying they are on the suspended list. So okay, Baba Chuma, ngasikhangela kusiya kuya phambili sibili. Kumele lijalo ukuthi izijeziso lezi kumele zesulwe zonke. Kodwa kutshengiseli phela ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lifuna kwenzakale khonoko.
Angazi ukuthi uyabusho masuka akutshengisele ukubana ibandla leZANU-PF lifuna kwenzeke khonoko, ngoba singakhangela from the time kusiba le new dispensation under ubaba uMnangagwa. We have tried to be as engaging as possible. We have tried to do everything the right way. But you see now, while we are doing that, Silabantu, who like to play with figures, like now what I was hearing from my brother here, Unkululeko, talking about the 11 billion, 3 billion, 2.9 billion, and stuff like that, playing around with figures, throwing them to society, and causing that pandemonium without real evidence. They are so famous now of wanting to say things that cannot be substantiated at all by anything like proper figures. So it's always going to be just like what our former president, the late Comrade Mugabe, did when he spoke about that 15 billion being stolen from the diamond industry. Yet we all don't know, anybody who's sane enough to research and have proper information will know that the world over, the diamond industry doesn't even realize that kind of money. So how could tiny Zimbabwe and then have that kind of money disappearing within its coffer under the diamond scheme? It is impossible. But because people don't want to risk, they'll then buy that story and run all the way to the shops with that kind of story and with those kind of figures. It becomes unfair. That's the kind of recipe that does not build a country at all. Some people actually behave as if they don't even care about Zimbabwe at all. They don't care. They want to see it go down and collapse totally. But that is the only country that you have. When you go out to Britain, you become a foreigner. When you go out to Botswana here next door or South Africa, you become a foreigner. You are only a citizen here in this country, Zimbabwe. And therefore, at times, let's remove that political cap and wear a cap of saying, first and foremost, before I am anything, before I am MPC or ZANU-PF, I am Zimbabwe. And whatever I am going to do must propel the goodness of Zimbabwe and make it conducive for my children and their children. That's how we should think, actually.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line, Baba Chuma. Marvelous.
Aha, tirikaitimboenda kuna vasibanda. Vasibanda maona zvabva kusangano re-European Union. Munotambira sei imi se-MDC?
Hello?
Hello, ya tatu kufunza kuti maona zvaturwa ne-European Union nasi. Imi se-MDC munotambira sei izvi?
Munokunzwa?
Tirikunzwa itaura henyu. Tirikufunza kuti imi seMDC munotambira sei zvaturwa neEuropean Union nasi.
Zvatinotambira ndezvekuti dai ZANU-PF yatanga kuziva kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kutambura nenyaya yemaitiro avo, nyaya yecorruption neyatinoti lack of leadership, ndiyo nyaya yatinofunga kuti iyoyo ndo yatinofanirwa kunyatsotarisa. Uye kana ZANU ichida kuti idyidzane nevamwe vanhu, ngaitambewo ichishandisa marules anenge atarwa nevamwe ivavo kana ichida kutamba navo, kwete kungoramba vachiita kunga. Look, there is nothing special about ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF should not act as if they are special. Nyika inofamba nenyaya yekuti tinofunga sei techiita zvinhu zvedu zvakanaka here. Saka tinoziva kuti ZANU-PF vaisipita izvozvo iri kukuvadza nyika. Pane vanga vachitaura mutanzi tichikuti atrow mafigures. Mafigures andaa kupai 2.5 ne 3 billion ne 11 billion mafigures ari mupublic. People should read vasati vaita macomments. These are figures made public ne public accounts committee inocheiwa navabiti.
Vachuma, munogona kupindurawo nezviri kutaurwa navasibanda? Vachuma?
Kana chumwa waka Zimbabwe, ngativake muzvokwadi, kwete kuivaka nekuda kungoramba tichingopenda very bleak and gloomy picture of Zimbabwe. Mafigures akutaura vasakanganika mukoma wangu ngule kuti neniwo ndaimbove nhengo yeparliament and ndinoziva zvinhu zvacho ndizofamba sei. Mafigures ese ava kutaura ndozvandati inini lesubstantiate them. Uchaona kuti hapana zvatinobuda nazvo ipapo. Zvimwe zvinhu kunge tatora zvinhu zvisati zvaita conclusive ending of investigation through my audit and stuff like that, but isu tobva tamhanya because isusu zvationa chete is any negativity that we get whether from parliament whether from where. Tikangonzwa chinhu chinenge hachina kufamba zvakanaka ndotatora mhanya nacho chitereki chitereki tosiya zvakanaka zvacho zvichavaka Zimbabwe, zvichaita kuti Zimbabwe inake. Hungu vanhu vari kutambura tinoziva ta izvozvo, and hapana munhu anoda kuti vanhu vatambure because kutambura kwavanhu hakunei nemisangano yedu yatinayo iyozi MTC. Vanhu MTC ndovari kutambura voga kana kuti vanhu veZANU-PF ndovakagarika voga, hapana zvakadaro. Vanhu vese vari kutambura zvinongofanana whether they are under ZANU-PF kana kuti MTC. Saka kana munhu ari mutungamiri anoziva zvaari kuita, hafanigwe kutomboshuvira kuti vanhu vatambure because ndo zvinodzota kuti at the end of the day toita cause polarization for nothing. So in what I'm saying is that we want to build, we want to make sure if ever there's anybody who's being corrupt, let's bring proper information, let's bring proper evidence so that they are prosecuted. You see, because my court understands with the system of evidence. Kana evidence is, we won't go to the court in inosiya munhu just like what we experienced last week pakabuda honorable job sikala and it ndozvinoratidza kuti koti inoshanda chaizvo nemazvo as long as manyaya yako waisa padare neevidence yako yakakwana unobuda saka ipapo tikashama evidence yemakorati dzetaura aya vanhu vanoendeswa kucourt vobudawo futi court hainei nokuti hakoshuwa munhu apa uyu but kana usina kupresenta mafacts acho nemaevidence mafigures acho zvakakwana vanosiyiwa vanhu aya then chatagona hapane.
Aiwa hari kubata yenyu makadaro. I understand we have callers Gibbs.
What to start to call ukala sekuti mbani. Caller kunjani kona becinweni? Hello caller zakubona icingweni kona.
Hello Thube.
Ye mbani khuluma la.
Unyono khuluma la Thube kunjani ngemthembu?
Ngiyaphila nyoni. Ungapi kona pho nyoni?
Lapha South Africa lapha lapha. Ingathathi isikhathi Thube isikhathi sambili.
Ye phosela khona.
Ngicela utshele uthuma lo ebekwazi ukuthi mayikhuluma nge-negative, ethi negative, negative. Nene positive abayenzayo beyizani nohulumeni yiphi. Ngoba mawufuna into e-right, kufuze wenze into e-right. Ngathethi nje mina ngithi uthuma u-happy today ngoba nje ama-results aphuma ku-EU law. Abafeza izani ngoba nje babekele imigoqo benze lokhu nalokhu. Abazange bekwenze lokhu. Namhlanje sebesusiwe, nabasusiweyo, bengenzanga next. Abantu ekhaya bayahlupheka kunokuhlukuluza kwabantu uthuma uyakwazi nja engumntu omdala kodwa now he chooses to be praise singer owezane kule qiniso iqiniso ithuma kalikhulumi uthi unkululeko sandi ukhuluma amafigazi yes amafigazi ayabambela badla imali amafigazi akhona ngathethi nje ingafuna ukuqeda isikhathi nje sakhe sinathi sekhaya kule ndlala im one of those people abathwala umuvu sezimbabwe im surprised ngathethi ekhaya ukuthi akhethi abantu ekhaya ezimbabwe bayalamba kushiwa. But if you look at the number of tax that are killing umuvus South Africa says but on daily basis. Yazi ulanyana twa it's like a one in driver twa but it's first time. Ama truck are getting eZimbabwe no paying hundreds a day. Other people are not getting into. That's clear corruption is that I don't know what the move law uyela lapho efuze kule khona. Othuma abakukhulumi lokho they are just saying Zimbabwe is praise ukuthi iZimbabwe kulunga akhulunyiswa ngamazwi asilungiseni. Yini lethi uze steering example lomnangapho lungisani lizethuma lilune hayi kwele qonto ixoxa athethi ukukhuluma ukuthi athethi amazwi abesithiyasi amaforena emazweni mina ngiphila ngiyiforena elizwela yithi eZimbabwe ngama ngihapha I'm free ngiyasutha ngiyadla ekhaya ngiyiforena
ezothuma
umuntu omdala khula iqiniso elizwe lakini abantu okuhloniphi akuna ukuthi wena logawulele khuluma amanga likhuluma abantu eZimbabwe bafundile lumfa wanokhuluma lokuthi usibanda lo khuluma phoyini khuluma figazi eswazisa ulati wona lobo khuluma nje upraise nje umnakagwa no do something yathi zile 2 years lokhu libuthi do something abantu bethu ngiyabonga ngiyabonga tiwanile nje
yes sibonge kakhulu ungathina kusasa ba
ngiyabonga tulu.
Yeah, so Mr. Nyoni has got a lot of questions, you know, targeted at Mr. Chuma, and one of them is, what are the positive things that ZANU-PF has done to show that they are really prepared to rule Zimbabwe in a way that is wanted by almost all people in the world, you know? So he says there's too much corruption in Zimbabwe. For example, he says hundreds and hundreds of trucks are going crossing the border into Zimbabwe from South Africa carrying maize. So he says, where is that maize going to? Somebody may be doing something with it. So we'll go back to Mr. Chuma. But in the meantime, Sibuye Lekuba Kumbe Kule Kola. Skala Stati Kola. Ye, Kulo Kulo Obani. What is Stati Obani Kala? Obani Kunjan. Omani Sabona.
Hello, my lady.
Hello, Kola. Hello, Kola. Hey, Tili Nani Ma. Tukutora Nani Uye Shemurukupi. Phone yenyu manje haisikunzwika zvakanaka mhenu hatisikunyatsokunzwana naipapo. We had a caller there. I think he wanted to say something, but the line is very, very bad. So yeah. I think let me just read. There was a comment here, a very interesting one, on the VOA Facebook page. Purity Goku, I'm watching you from South Africa, but trust Chipangans. A bad carpenter always blames his tools. If a manager fails to run a company, he or she will blame the workers of stealing. and ndazi yekuitwa ku Zimbabwe, all people on top of the government must anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Dr. Spanda. Dr. Spanda, in a nutshell, Dr. Spanda, are you still there? So I'm told he has dropped the line. So let's go back to Baba Chuma. Baba Chuma, uzwile lapho wabekhuluma. Akumphendule ngamafutshane, Baba Chuma.
Right. Ubaba ukhulume kune sibili. What he's saying is exactly what government is trying to do. Government has said, okay, let's go out of our way and make sure that because we have experienced drought, let's import as much maize as we can so that people don't go hungry. And when government has done that, it has done its utmost duty to try and bring that gate of the drought season and the rain season that we are supposed to be experiencing now. Mm-hmm. So they've brought in the maize, and that maize is then delivered not to ZANU-PF, but delivered to GMB, which then sell it to millers. And those millers are not ZANU-PF, by the way. They are people, individual business people, who then now, some of them are diverting that maize, they're diverting the mill into the black market, something that we see and experience every day. So it does not mean that government has not done its part. But government has done its part. But then it's also, it's no longer government. It's no longer ZANU-PF. It's now individuals who are now being worried. You know, criminality.
Why don't you guys? Why don't you guys in ZANU-PF blow the whistle, like what the other fellow Tsenengamu did with others? Why don't you identify them and say 1, 2, 3, 4? Because the moment that happens, people are punished in ZANU-PF. So how do you think they can be, you know, identified? That's a problem, Baba Chuma.
No, what I'm saying, my brother, it's not about ZANU-PF. It's about everybody, all citizens that are involved. I'm talking of Umumbo, Zambia, which means that there are people at the border that work at the border that allow those things to happen and cross and go by. And I'm talking of the black market where I go as an individual and go and buy millennial a good black market instead of demanding and even doing citizen arrest to say, where did you find Nimbubule or you can say, a putting a model system, a market in Ali? Go to Nimbubule, you take a Faraday shop, go, okay, go to TM, we say our shop is there. So we are allowing that on our own as a people. We should be, it's not about ZANU-PF, my brother. It's about us, all of us. We should be involved in this whole fight for, to end. In corruption cases, it always takes two or more. It will never be one person. Yeah. So once you become the second person and you are quiet about it, what can we do? ZANU-PF is just an organization. Government is an institution. But we, the people that are supposed to be living day-to-day lives within this community, are the people that are supposed to police each other and say, no, this is wrong. Because when that should be our responsibility as a people, as citizens. Then these things are going to be won by standing up and rising up and saying, no, we will not watch and see.
Thank you. Thank you. Lalani. Thank you very much, Chuma. Vesile ubaba ecingweni ubaba uNdebele kodwa isikhathi asisekho. Baba Ndebele, nxa ungizwa siza kufaka kuhlelo kwesikhathini esibuyayo. Usixolele lamhlanje, hayi isikhathi asivumanga kodwa siza kufaka sibili kuprogramu yethu yena leyi e-Live Talk. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. MTC Presidential Spokesperson Dr. Nkululeko Spanda and ZANU-PF Central Committee Member Joseph Chuma. We also thank our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying, let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei. You have a very good evening.